for you. Let's say they're carrying it out on stairs, on sticks. In other words, in a case where they're burning the poromanasrosim, kimitzvosim, when everything is done, the kashrus, the din is you have to carry the meat outside Gimel Machmes, outside Yerushalayim. So the kahanim that are carrying the meat, are you supposed to lay from the mutter, they're carrying it on stairs, so it depends. Yotzo or Rishonim, let's say you have two in front and two in back. So the first two went out, Yotzo Rishonim, Chutz Lechayim, Masazoro, when they went outside the Beis Hamikdash, they become Tamei. But the Achreinim were Yotzo, let's say the ones in the back did not come out yet. Halach Riz, or Rishonim, Mitanam, Agodim. The first ones, as soon as they go outside the Beis Hamikdash, that's called the being Isaac in the Purim and Israfim, that they become Tamei and the Begodim are Tamei. The Mudashin is from Sukkim, the Gemara. The Achreinim, but the ones in the back, the Kanim in the back, that they did not leave yet, the Beis Hamikdash, Eim Mitanam Begodim, Atiyetu. They did not become Tamei until they leave the Beis Hamikdash. What's going to be Yotzu Eilu V'Yelu? Let's say both pairs, the two Kanim in the front and the two Kanim in the back, both leave the Beis Hamikdash. And then the Chanami, Eilu V'Yelu Mitanam Begodim. Both of them become Tamei. Both of them, that's called the Isaac in the Purim HaNisrofin, that they become Tamei, and the Begodim on them also become Tamei. Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Shimon says, Eilu V'Yelu Eilu Mitanim Begodim. No, both of them do not become Tamei with the Begodim. Until the fire catches a hold of most of the meat. As the Shimon holds, what's called Isaac in burning the Purim HaNisrofin, only the Shash who actually burn the Basar, but just carrying the Basar outside the Beis Hamikdash to its place, that's not Metamiyu. You only become Tamei at Sheyitzat or Brubon, when the fire catches a hold of most of the meat. Mitach HaBasar, let's say the Basar was burnt up completely. The Malach became like charcoals already. Then Eina first Matam of the Godim, whoever's Isaac after that, is still working by burning it even more than that, he's not Matam. That's not called Isaac the Sreifa. So here's the current Rabbi Shimon, Isaac the Sreifa means from the time most of the meat caught on fire until it's burned completely. But once it's burned completely in the Chanami, then it's not Matam of the Godim, it's not called even Isaac in the Purim HaNisrofin. Now the Gemara says, my dear, what does the Mishnah mean to say when the Purim HaNisrofim became possible that you burn it in the Bira? What does the Bira mean? Rama Rabba Bar Bachon Amr Rav Yechanan Mokim Yech Bar Habayis. There's a place on the Har Habayis itself. Bira Shmo, that's its name is Bira. And that's where he used to burn the Tzumim of the Purim HaNisrofim. Rav Shlokish Amr Shlokish says though, that Kol HaBayis Kula Kore Bira, no, the whole Beis Hamikdash was called Bira. Not that there's one special place on the Har HaBayis, but the whole Beis Hamikdash was called the Bira. Remember the Pasuk says in the Novi, in the Divrei Yomim, HaBira Asher Chinasi, the Mashma Bira goes on the Beis Hamikdash. Now Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Rav Baravua, Shloisha Beis HaDishonim Hoy Hein. Really there are three different places where you burn. That's called three Beis HaDishonim Hein. All right, let's turn over. We'll continue one on the other side. Yes, that's what Omar Rav Nachman Omar Rav Baravua, that Shloisha Beis HaDishonim Hein. So there are three places where he used to burn the Kaddishim. So he says like this, where are these three? That the Beis HaDishonim Godol Hoye B'Yazera. There's one big fireplace in the Azor itself, Sheshem Sosin Sule Kodesh Kodeshim. That's what used to burn from the Korban of a Kodesh Kodeshim, an Ola Achatis. And also, if the Bosser became possible, the Emur became possible, used to burn it there. And who had been the Emure Kodesh Kalim, that the Emur of a Kodesh Kalim became possible, also used to burn it in this Beis HaDishonim. That was a big Beis HaDishonim in the Azor itself. Now, O Purim HaNisrofim, O Nisirim HaNisrofim, by these two special Chatrei Satanim, Hira Ben Psul, Kredim Zrika, let's say the Bosa has a Psul on it before the Zrika Saddam. So the Sitzur, these things were burnt in the Beis Hadashim in the Yazor itself. And the last one here was, again, this poem on a Tosfos Rotem, Shir Ben Tzul Kodim Zrika means before you made the Zrika. Is that Hutar that they take the buster outside the Yazor? Yes, if it became possible before the Zrika, so then it's to burn it inside the Yazor. Now, Ubeis Hadashim Acha, there was a second burning place, Hoya Bahar Abayis, outside the Beis Hamikdash, on the Arabayis itself, says from there, Sosim Por Manasrofim, or Sir Manasrofim, Shira Ben Tzul, Achaz Rika. In the case where you have this Chatas Apnim, but they made his Rika first, so it's very Hutra to take the Bosa outside the Beis Hamikdash. And then it still happened to them, so therefore we do not burn it inside the Beis Hamikdash, but rather we burn it right outside on the Arabayis. Now, Ukim Itzrofim, and in case when nothing went wrong with the poem Hanasrofim, but the din is you make the Zrika to them in the Kodesh HaKodashim inside the Pinin, and then you have to take the meat outside and burn it outside, then here the Nitzvah Chutz L'Shalosh Machmes, that we had before, the Kohanim have to carry it out on sticks, outside Yushalayim, outside Gimel Machmes. Now, Tony maybe learned Shloisha based on the Shanim Hain. He learned like this, that there are three places where they burned kachin outside the Mizbeach. One was Beis Hadesh and Godel Hoya Bazara. And there was one big fireplace in the Azara itself. Sheshon, what did they burn over there? That Sosom Sule Kutche Kadoshim, if the Bosa happened and still happened to Kutche Kadoshim, or else the Emuli Kutchem Kalim, or still happened to Kutchem Kalim, the Emuli Mavit, or else the form and the self and the seal and the self in, Shir Ben Tzul, Dain Kredin Zrika, Dain Liyach of Rika. That's what he argues on Rosh Lakish. He holds on his form and the self and to become possible, even though the Tzul took place after Zrika, even though it was ready Hutra to take the Bosra outside, still the Mokum where we burn the Tzul and the form and the self in, is so since it became possible, is inside the Avera. That's where we burn it. Now, he holds Ubeis Hadesh and Achal Hoya, Harabayis, he also agrees with the second one, outside the Beis Hamikdash, on the Harabayis, Sheshon Sosim, Por Manasrofim, or Sir Manasrofim, Sir Ben Tzul, Vitsiofim. That is, after they took the Por Manasrofim, they took the Bosser outside the Beis Hamikdash. Then, if it still happened, Senech Nami would burn it there, on the Harabayis. Uki Mitzvotim, but when no so happened to the poor man of Rotham, and you're burning it the way you're supposed to in the Rotham, so he also agrees them, quit the Sarah Machnes. Then the place where to burn it is outside Gimel Machnes. Now, boy, you read Yumi, has a question like this. Lino, Maoshe Toyo, the poor man of Rotham, or Sir Man of Rotham. Now these Chattis Apnim, the Din is here to make the Zrika Saddam, and then the boss said, there's no Achilo, but you burn it where? Outside. The question is, if you left the Bosa overnight, did you not burn it? Is there a full amount that you should not take it outside the Gimel Machmes? Is there a full lino, as if to say not to burn it, to Mitzvotan? That's the Shiloh. So what's the Shiloh? Me, I mean, and do I say, the Mahani lino, when is there a full lino? If you leave it overnight, the Bosa. Only you need to buy a chilo, that you'll not eat it. In other words, either a korban eila, which means the emurim shaboy, that is an achila on the mizbeach. Achila means lav davka achilas adam, even an achilas mizbeach. Then if you did not put it up before the end of the night, if it's so nice for limam, you did not burn it on the mizbeach. Aval hani, but these poem on the sotim, to lav the achila minu, anywhere they're not put on the mizbeach, but you have to burn it outside, lay. So maybe nothing stopped its mitzvah, even though it left it overnight, so you take it out, put it in the Gimel Machmes, still the mitzvah to burn it. I do malaysia, so maybe no, there's no difference. The mitzvah is a psumina now, so you did not take it out to burn it outside. That was a Yom Yisraela. Amar Rava, Rava said, on this, for this question, he boiled a Abaya. Abaya also had the same Yisraela. But for still the line of hell, he was pressured from this case. So we had before, the Shodim, Shemechisha, Biachilus Poem, If let's say an opponent is rotten, if you mechanse b'shar chita, if you plant it or burn it, chutzlas mano at the wrong time, there's no soul tickle on it. So why not? My love isn't a svarim that need the machshava le poslo, since there's no soul of machshava by the opponent is rotten. If you think b'shar chita to make the haktara. Chutzlas mano, so who, why not? Because lina nami le poslo. Because the pshat is even if you take a liver over the meat, over the night, to the next day, also there's no psalina. So here you have a riot by the poor man of Sophim, there's no psalina leaving over the meat. Tomorrow says maybe no. The Dilma maybe I'll tell you, ma'achshavu the lo posla true, there's no psal ma'achshavu by the poor man of Sophim. It does not make tiggle. Avo, but maybe, lina posla, it could be that there is a psalina. If the mice you leave the vessel overnight, it could be now the beetle mixed with the burners in the vessel. So now we have no cheetahs. Toshma coming here. It also says that Torah minus Rafin, the Gemara Mila, that says Torah minus Rafin, or Sira minus Rafin, knowing on the hem, Nishokishu. That if it is for Mila, as soon as you makish them and ask a Kedusha Tagus on it, and you have, if you have a no from it, you won't be Nishu Mila. Mishchatu, once they make a sheet on his poor man of Rafin, Hochshirol lifts up its Fuyen. Now it becomes Hechshir the Bosser, and it starts up its soul of its Fuyen if he touches it. Or when the Chusik Yipurim, Ubalina will have no Psalm against the Chusik Yipurim, and so have a Psalmina also. You see, it says there's a Psalmina here by the poor man of Rafin. So my love doesn't mean to say Lina's Bosser, that he'll leave the Bosser overnight as a Psalm. First of lay, linas imurim. It means if you leave over the imurim, you do not burn the imurim, that's what or has a psalina. But maybe not on the basa. In other words, by the form of the srosim, the parts of the imurim that's burnt on the mizbeach, that for sure has a psalina. Our shayla is the basa of it. The meat that is supposed to burn outside is the psalina of that also. Then we have no proof. So it could be a psalina imurim. The verse says no. So immediately, he says, it says in the face of the end, that Kula Meir and Rehm, the Beis HaDeshen, and all of them, there'll be an instant meeting over here. Atsheyutach HaBosel, until the Bosel is burnt up completely. Now, need to say for Bosel, since the say for this myth is talking about the Bosel, that it says it has an instant meeting on it, up until the Bosel is burnt completely. The Kula Reishanami Bosel, that when the Rashi says it's a psalmina, it's also talking about the Bosa. So much more on the Bosa, the poor man of Rafin, there is a psalmina. The man says, no, need either. What does one have to do with the other? It could be Sefer Bosa. And if not, maybe Sefer of this is talking about the Bosa of the poor man of Rafin. And that's when the Mila goes off after it's burned completely. But the Rashi that says it's a psalmina, maybe it's only by the Imurim, only by the Imurim that's burnt under Mizbeach. That sheep has a psalina. The kids, you have no proof. Toshma coming here. The pony lays it on like this. Shiva behem psul b'tiyosim. That if the psul happened when it went out, that the lady we had before learned that the third Beis HaDeshen was, that the Beis HaDeshen outside the Yazara was for the Torman of Sotim, but the psul happened b'tiyosim. The question is, what does it mean to say? He says, here then, so be it to yosin. So my love doesn't mean to say, lina. So when you put the meat outside, meaning it was left overnight, it is a psalina. Tomorrow it says, lay, so tumma. It could be there's a psal that the meat became tumma, or else a psal you see ya. Time you took it out, before you're supposed to, you took it out before Zrika. The Enochanami just leaving it overnight, could be there's no psalina by the boss or the poor man of Rotten. The kids with the sound of it, we don't have an answer. Bring you up Lezer. Lezer to sound like this. Yitziyah, Marisha Tov, the poor man of Sotim, or Siyah man of Sotim. What's going to be is there a Tzul Yitziyah? Let's say it took the Bosser out before the Zrika. Is there a Tzul Yitziyah here or not? Mike can be born. What's your title? Omer B'yimah B'rabba. Ali B'daman B'yamah, Adayim Le'yigiyah Z'man Alotay. According to Man B'yamah, it says, since it didn't before Zrika, it did not come to time yet to take the bottle outside the Azorah. Niyam Minadu, I say. time in Mili Bosa Yain Saifalotse. Where is the absolute Yain Say only on regular Kutchim that it doesn't have to go out the Yain Saifalotse? Then if you take it out, there's a absolute Yain Say. Then still, the Yain Saifalotse is Chayva. There's no Chayva that you have to take it outside. Avalhani, but these Paramanus Rothim, the Saifalotse is Chayva. There's a mitzvah, there's a Chayv. To take it outside the Gimel Machmes and bring it over there. So maybe there's some way, there's a store that should not be a true Yetzay. Or do we maybe know? Hachinami, no, he gives man a Yetzay. Since we're talking about now, went out before the Zrika, not the time yet to take it out. So maybe still there would be a true Yetzay. That's the Shaila. So what's the touch not coming here? The Tony Levy again, Levy said, he will buy still the Yetzay. But he's poor man of person, you have to burn it. Outside the Yazoram, it still happened when it went out. So my life isn't the case talking about Psu Yitzhiya, but you took the Bosser out before Zrika, and there's a Psu Yitzhiya, you see it is possible just Yitzhiya alone. Even though at the end later there'll be a mitzvah to take it out. So I said, look, it's not the case here. I tell you Psu Tumma, or else Psu Nima. It could be either the Bosser became Tamei with the Psu Tamei, or else there is a Psu Nima, Quanta Mashita, Quanta Tavi 4, that there be a Psu Nima that Paul Menas often. But again, you have no raya, but there's a psu yitzhiya. Now, boy, the blessing is like this. Tor manis rothim, the seer manis rothim. Shayetu rubei the niyat. Let's say, rove of the bosel went outside the azara, but what happened was the niyat azar. Meaning, part of the right outside is a hand, but only half a quarter of the hand is outside. Only a niyat. A small amount of the hand is outside. The rest of the hand is inside. So now what's the locha? Hach miyuta. There's little part of the hand that's outside. Hach miyuta di yezer. Both the rubis have been lay. So we say the part of the hand goes after the whole of the hand. The rest of the hand. And therefore since the majority of the hand did not go out, well they're not going to not go out, so maybe there'll be no full yezer. I do maybe know, both the rubis did the aim of sabinim. We send the bus to rove of the animal, since rove of the animal is outside, even though it's only with a meat of one Abram, that meat of the Abram of Adar goes after the rove of the animal that's outside. So what says, yes, that's the Svara. Sita, it's simple, to lay Shavkin and Ruba de Beima, we do not leave over, we do not, like, leave alone the fact that rove of the animal is outside, and rather if you have seen the bus of Ruba, they've and go after the majority of this Ezer. No, even though it's only a niyat of the Ezer, but since Rover, the whole behemoth, is outside, that's enough to make it through Yetzay. Ella, where's my silo? Sheyotza chetziyav b'roiv Ezer. Let's say half of the animal is outside. Only half of the animal. Now, part of that half is roiv, is the majority of the hen. So now, what's the locha? Haim meyutu di Ezer. This small part of the hand that's still left inside